Yeah, thank you for the warm reception, and thank you all for showing up today. Even though they put on Facebook that I would be preaching, you showed up. I'm so surprised. So welcome, good morning, magandang umaga, mingalaba, buenos dias, annyeong haseyo, salam, ni hao, xin chao. What am I forgetting? Morning long you. Did I miss anyone? For those of you in USA, hey, what's up? I do have a couple of announcements today as Dean of Students. I have noticed something on campus that that is a problem. I do not think we are having too much fun on campus. We must have much more fun. Okay? So I want my administration to be barked by more fun. All right, so there's a couple of things I want to suggest to help us have more fun on campus. First of all, I would like us to spend more time socializing and eating together in the dining hall for lunch. And to that end, today in the dining hall, all students will receive free ice cream treats and free soup. So if you choose to eat in the dining hall today, you will each get a free ice cream treat, students only, faculty, students only, and free soup. Now, Thursday in the dining hall will be free juice for all students. So please, too, eat in the, even if you bring your own food, I would like to see more students sharing a meal together and socializing. If you know your New Testament history, eating together in the early church was a very important part of bridging the cultures between Greek and Jew. And I would like to see, even if you have to bring your own food, I know sometimes it is economic hardship, which is why we are adding free things today. So also, let me suggest this. My wife, Mem Coralie, teaches in the English department. And I know some of you are trying to pass the TOEFL, are trying to learn English. Let me suggest that in the dining hall, let us all try to speak together in English. I think that is a good opportunity to practice our English, because I know some of you are here with enough people from your culture that you can speak Burmese or Korean or other languages very, very much, but I think it is important to practice English, and I think in the dining hall it is important that we speak English so that we can all socialize together and mix with other cultures, and I think that will be fun. Yes, amen, fun. So today, free ice cream, free soup for every student in the dining hall. Thursday, after chapel, please come to the dining hall. Free juice for all students. It's good. Yay! I like free at any price. So now I will begin the message for today. So let me start with just a word of prayer as I begin to speak. Dear Jesus, be with us today in this message. Be with me as I speak. Keep me on topic. Help me to stay on topic and not talk too much. And may your word be heard and understood by everyone here today. Amen. So the verse we heard today is an interesting one. Many times we focus on the first part of 1 Corinthians 13 about love, and that is very good. But there is some very important philosophy in the second part of chapter 13. I want to focus today on this idea that where there are prophecies, they will cease. There are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Oh, you know, I wanted to show one thing. Back up. I'm sorry. I'm not reading my notes. I can't read my own handwriting. My own handwriting is very terrible. I do have a special welcome for Hudson, our friend from China. Can you show the video? All right, can you pull up that video? When I was teaching in China in May, Hudson was my host and showed me around the city and shared with me many of the wonderful cuisine and food available in the city of Jian. And so I have a video of the belt noodle and the noodle dance. So watch this video of Hudson and I having noodles for dinner.
Oh my goodness. He's
putting it in a hot pot at the table. And in a moment, there's Hudson. Okay, is that excellent? Now, I have promised Hudson, we had a deal. We had an arrangement when I was in China that I would eat whatever he served me as long as he did not tell me what it was. So I do not know many of the things that I ate while I was there. But I want to show him some of the finest cuisine of Philippines. I want to take him to my absolute most favorite restaurant, which is Chowking. Isn't that a wonderful way to welcome a guest to Manila, to take him to Chowking and maybe Tokyo, and then special barbecue? Okay, I'm sorry. I added that at the last minute. I found Hudson was here yesterday, and what a wonderful thing that is. Now, let us go back to the Bible verse. Okay, there's a very important word in Greek, teleios, and that is the word in verse 9, for when completeness comes, in part disappears. And this is very important to our philosophy as Christians, because what Paul is saying in this passage is, I only know in part. I don't know everything. And Paul is saying that. Now, Paul is probably one of the most learned men of his day, probably the smartest man we meet in Scripture. He was educated by the Greco-Roman tradition. He was educated in the Jewish tradition. If there was any man that could know everything, it was Paul. Now, I don't know everything. Dr. Dick knows a lot. He doesn't know everything. If there is anyone who comes close to knowing everything, it is Dr. Cunningham. Even if he does not know everything, he has all wisdom. But this is important for us as Christians, that we realize that we are finite. God is big. How big is God? God is infinite. We are finite. We are limited. We can only see things incompletely. And teleios often means complete or full or finished or done. And so what he is saying that now our knowledge is not finished. It is not complete. But someday it will be complete. And I want to illustrate. I want to illustrate for you. Pew Pew, can you help me with this illustration? Just sit right there. Okay, all right, sit right there, Pew Pew. Sit there. Now, Pew Pew, how many legs on the chair? How many?
I can see four.
Okay. I see three. So, to me, the chair has three legs. To her, it has four. Now, I can't see all of their chair that there is to see from my point of view. I can only see in part. So now, how can I learn more about the chair? Maybe I can say, Pew Pew, why do you say there are four legs?
Because I can see four.
You can see four? Why can you see four? Okay, now why can she see four and I can only see three? I have four. Well, we both have four eyes. Okay. Now, do you see? Now Jinjun, he talked to me, and I listened to him. And see, I do not know everything, and I must listen to other people to learn. So by listening to Pew Pew, by listening to Jinjun, I have learned that she is in a lower eye level, so she can see underneath the chair where I cannot. So, Pew Pew, tell me what you see. Describe what you see to me.
Why? I cannot explain why, because I can just see four land here. Yeah.
That is so interesting to me. Because I see three. One, two, three. I can count them. Really? You want me to come to see? Oh, isn't that nice? She is inviting me to sit by her.
You asked me to explain why.
Okay. Oh, hello. Oh, my. One, two, three, four. Oh, isn't that amazing? by talking to Pew Pew, by talking to Jinjun, and listening carefully to what they have to say, I have learned something new. I have changed my perspective, and I have seen more that there is to see. And this is what Paul says. We must realize, even as learned Christians, we are finite. We cannot see everything about everything. I cannot see all the sides of the chair at once. But by talking to Pew Pew, by listening to Jinjun, he explained to me why she sees things differently. Now, I can logically deduce that there are four legs to the chair because I can see one, two, three, four corners to the chair, and the three corners that I can see each have a leg. So I can logically deduce that the fourth corner probably has a leg too. Isn't that clever? So I can use reason, I can use logic to learn things that I cannot see with my own eyes. I can also change my perspective to see things. That is what Paul is talking about here. He is saying, as Christians, I prophesy, when I speak, I am speaking from my point of view. When I say the chair has three legs, oh, it does have four. Look, one, two, three. It is because from my point of view, that's all I can see. My vision is limited because I am finite. God is infinite. God sees everything. He knows everything. But you and I are limited. And that, so the what this brings about for us is intellectual generosity. That's what I want to talk about. Two things today, generosity and humility. Because I don't know everything, I am humble. I must admit that, and I have something to learn. And I must be generous with others who see from a different perspective. If I had said to Pew Pew, oh, you are wrong. I see the chair. I know the chair has three legs. If I am proud in my knowledge and not humble, if I am not generous with her, then I would not learn something new. But by being humble and generous, I was able to learn, I was able to listen. And we see that in the life of Paul. We see Paul in Athens, he listened to all of the different philosophies of the city of Athens. He paid attention to what people were saying. He listened to their words so that when he came to speak to them, he was prepared to refute them. Because listening doesn't mean we have to accept every idea. We just must listen respectfully to these ideas. We can discard bad ideas. For example, feeding kittens is a good idea. Feeding them to bears is a bad idea. So we want to feed the kittens, but not feed them to bears. That is a bad idea, okay? So it is very good to be able to listen, because then we can learn to discern good ideas from bad ideas. Just being generous does not mean we have to accept everything. As we learn from Scripture, we can be certain of some very key and important things, especially in our Christianity and our theology. I like the example of the man born blind. Remember the story? The Pharisees brought his parents in to quiz them. Was this man born blind? Yes, he was. They brought the man in, and they said, give glory to God. Is this man a prophet or not? And he says, whether this man is a prophet or not, I do not know. This one thing I know. Once I was blind, but now I see. And you know they could not refute that. They could not refute that. So Paul is very clear. We must be generous with each other and yet humble. We must realize we do not know everything, and we must be generous to listen to others and hear their point of view, because we can learn something. We can learn. I am always surprised when I come to Manila and I teach a class. I feel like sometimes I learn more than I teach, because I learn so much from each and every one of you. It was so wonderful to learn from Hudson. I learned so much about Chinese history and culture and food. That was so wonderful. It is wonderful to have each of you in my classes and to hear you tell about your cultures, to learn from Pastor August about Papua New Guinea and New Guinea culture. It is so wonderful to visit Vietnam and see Kim Lee and her mother, Kim Lo Han, and to learn about Vietnamese culture. It was so exciting. It is wonderful to have a friend from Nicaragua. Buenos dias, mi amiga. To learn about Nicaraguan culture. This is so exciting. This is so wonderful, because I don't know everything. And this generosity also needs to extend to our relationships with each other. Because we are all from different cultures and we have different things that we accept as good and bad, as polite and impolite. And we must be generous with each other and not be quick to take offense and be generous with the motives of each other as we realize we are one in God's spirit and we mean no offense. Now, good example, I was sitting at lunch with two Samoan friends and a Filipino friend in the dining hall. And I tend to talk a lot. Can you believe that? I was praying at the altar and God said, Dan, go talk without ceasing. Okay, and I did. And so the Filipino friend and I are talk. I look up from our meal and realize I have much food left, but my Samoan friends have finished their meal. And you know Samoans can eat great volumes of rice. 6-8 cups of rice every meal, and they are finished. And I say to my Samoan friend, I say, oh, I am so sorry, I am not finished eating, I am still talking. And he said, oh, in Samoan culture, it is impolite to talk while eating. In Samoan culture, we eat first and then talk. And I said, oh, I am so sorry, I hope I did not offend you, I did not know that. In my culture, we just talk all the time. And he said, oh, no, I am not offended. I hope you are not offended that we did not talk, that we were silent. But do you see, he was generous with me. He did not take offense that I was talking during his meal because he was generous with me. And I was generous with him, and we learned something about each other's cultures. Now, later on that year, when I would eat with my Samoan friend, I would eat my meal in silence, which was very difficult for me. You can imagine that's very difficult for me to eat in silence. Right, honey? She's rolling her eyes now. When she does this, it means, hurry up, you are almost out of time. Thus, she keeps me on time when I am speaking. So those are two lessons that I want to learn from this passage, generosity and humility. Let us agree to be generous with each other here at APNTS and not be easy to take. If it is so easy to accidentally do the wrong gesture or say the wrong thing or that might be offensive. But if we agree with each other that we will not be quick to take offense, then we can understand we will not be quick to give offense. And then we can live together here in harmony and have what? What will we have this semester? Fun. One last lesson I just want to illustrate. I saw the children playing and running through campus, and children are so much fun, and I miss my grandchildren so much. I have pictures I will show you. There's a verse I want to bring into this a little bit. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked him. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hand on them, and blessed them. How does this relate to what I said before? Children are intellectually humble. They are very curious and very eager to learn. And that is one quality of childhood that I think Paul would refer to in his passages in Corinthians, that we must be like little children, realizing we have a lot to learn. Children not only learn easily, they learn a lot, and they learn quickly. I am always amazed by the children on campus and how many languages they can learn. But we as members of the kingdom of heaven must be eager and willing to learn. We must be humble in our own intellection and generous with each other in our relationships, and in our culture. So, in conclusion, my first conclusion, no, I only have one conclusion. Let us agree to live with each other in humility and generosity, for we only know in part. We prophesy in part, we speak in part. Someday we will know fully. Someday we will know everything. After we take a Dr. Cunningham class, then we will know everything, right? No. Someday completeness will come, but now we are learning. We are learning all the time, every day, and everything. So let us go together from this place and greet each other with humility, generosity, and have free ice cream and soup in the dining hall. Thank you. And